Hare Krishna. So today is 8th July 2017. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupak Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In 2003, on the 17th September 2004, our hospital was closed on that day. It got closed after 6 years of working. And then 11 months it was closed. And 17th July 2004 it opened. 2003, sorry. 17th September 2003 it got closed. And 17th July 2004 it opened. So in between there were so many meetings to discuss what to do and how to do, whether to open, not open, close, sell. So many things were there. Some of them were strategies and some of them were actual situations. So at that time our Gurudev, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he actually redefined all the things. Because he felt that there were so many issues, not on the ground level like salaries and dissatisfaction of some employees and all them. There were some basic issues about the goal of the hospital, why we opened the hospital and why we are here, and some of them were missed out because we were new naturally. So we made mistakes and some of them were missed out. So there was a document which I have myself transcribed. There was a long meeting and there was long talk by given Radhanath Swami, and it was all recorded, and in those days there was cassettes and everything, so it was still difficult to hear everything and record and write down. But still we did that whole effort, and that we have kept it very safely. So in that many principles were given. And one of the principles why we opened the hospital, all of you know why we opened the hospital. Are you aware of the, in few words, you do you know why we opened the hospital? What is the purpose of the hospital? All of you should know because you are the family members of the hospital. Yes? First is to give quality medical care in affordable rates. Highest quality of medical care. Not only medicines, the care that we provide, medical service that we provide, surgery or whatever, service in the ward, service in the OT, whatever. Highest medical care, quality medical care, in most possible affordable rates. And while doing that, we want to connect people to God. This is the purpose we are here. If anybody, anywhere in the world, in marriages, in functions, anywhere in Ladakh, in Timbuktu, if you go, and they ask you, what is the purpose of your place where you are working? So this is the purpose why we are here. And both are equally important. One is not bigger than other and another is not smaller than the other. So in that purpose, when he was discussing, he was mentioning that we are here to give also quality association of devotees to the family members. This hospital means when people like you and more like you are working here, I at least myself don't consider them as staff members. I consider them as family members. We have a large Bhaktivedanta Hospital family, Prabhupada's family, and all of you are permanent members. Even if somebody leaves, he is also a member of the family. Because Prabhupada never forgets him. And Prabhupada never puts cross on him, now he has left. So he is no more inside here. Once you are in, you are permanently in. In the list of Prabhupada's family members, you are permanently in. Like for example, 2003, our Gop Kumar was working here. He's still a family member. Whenever he comes, we treat him that way only. And likewise, many more. So, all these family members who are spending more than 8 hours sometimes, minimum 8 hours sometimes, more than 10 hours, 11 hours, also depending on the emergency situations. And all of you spend actually more time than the patients here. Patients are staying sometime overnight for 8 days, 10 days, 15 days, but they are for some time here. They go away. And they don't that way belong here. They don't feel that they are here. They belong here. They feel, I have to go from here. The only question that they keep asking all the time is, when I will be discharged. But you don't ask that question every day. When I will be discharged. You may ask when I will be promoted, when I will get increment, when I will get promotion, whatever. That you will ask, but you will not ask every day when I will be discharged. So during, so that those people who are already here and they share the atmosphere here, the ambience here, the work here, the mission here, the purpose here, so they must be nourished with association of saintly people. That is one important purpose of the hospital. So yesterday when I was speaking for Dr. Shetty, I began by saying that after performing Punya Karya, pious activities for many lifetimes, one is able to see a devotee. It must be a very odd statement for all of you. You see devotees everywhere, every day. What is so big about it? Sometimes, if you are in the diamond shop, you see diamonds everywhere. So what is the big thing about diamond? You know, like diamond is on the right, on left, and center, and front, up and down, everywhere diamonds are there. So you don't feel very approve of diamonds. Similarly, when your punya karmas are so many that you are not getting darshan of one devotee, but you are getting darshan of many devotees, you feel, so what? What's so big about it? But actually you should know, I went one time with my Guru Maharaj to Vrindavan, and generally I go with him to many places to visit holy people, his old friends and our old friends. So I had gone to one place called Bank of Jamuna, at the river Jamuna, and there was a tent and there were a yatra was there, and we went to meet a sadhu called Ramesh Babaji Maharaj. He's a very, very, very advanced and renowned and a genuine saint of Braj Bhumi. So he was taking lunch, so we waited for some time. And as soon as he finished lunch, we went inside, me and Radhana Swami. And you know, these saintly people are like very deep and grave and very full of substance. They are not light people, they are very heavy people. So he looked at Radhana Swami and he looked for a while in a very deep gaze, you know. Not casual, it's like deep. And he said, today my day is successful because I have received a darshan of a devotee. My life is successful. So now he is like a saint only. He moves among same saints only. But still, in the millions of days, whatever, hundreds of thousands of days that he lives among saints, still when he sees a devotee, he remembers that my life is successful because I have seen a devotee today. So that way our fortune is unlimited. We are working in reception here and someone, Jai Pataka Maharaj walks in, Kirtananda Maharaj, Loknath Maharaj walks in, Radhananda Maharaj walks in, Bhakti, Gopal Krishna Maharaj walks in, and so many Vrindavan Brajbasis come, Goswamis come, Sadhus come. So that's why I have firm faith that nobody can join this hospital by chance. It's not possible. Thodati batli parapadlo. Nobody can join this hospital by chance. Unless and until somebody has enough pious activities of past lives, you cannot come in this building. Because as soon as you come in, you see Prabhupada. As soon as you come in, you see Tulsi Devi. As soon as you come in, you hear holy name of the Lord. You go further inside, you will hear Hare Krishna from employees. Then you are hungry, then you go, you eat prasad. Wherever you go, lift you go, everywhere you go, you hear the holy name constantly ringing in your ears. Sometimes you walk in, there is festival, so everybody is celebrating. Some singing is there, some darshan, some rathyatra, some decorations, rangoli. So it's like, you cannot attain any of these things. Holy name, darshan of a devotee, festivities, or katha of the Lord. Like you walk in at 10 o'clock, suppose by chance to see a doctor, and then your number is coming at some time, then the cheto darpana marjanam starts. And everybody just turns like this. So many patients, they turn and they are hearing for 10 minutes. And what is the proof that they are hearing? One time we only had Hindi prayers. And we stopped English prayers by some whatever reasons. It was English and Hindi, but then English somehow stopped and Hindi only was continuing. So some patients came and told Dr. Sankey, why did you stop English prayers? We used to hear English prayers. So again we began English Hindi. Every patients are hearing. It's not that you only sitting and standing there hearing the prayers. All the patients who are sitting there, maybe you are not aware, they are looking somewhere else, but they are hearing. It is said that even if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam verses, Bhagavad Gita verses, it is not by chance. You have to have enough piety in your life, in the previous lives, to be able to have some verses spoken by the Lord on your ears. It's not accident. That is why in one sense Indian people are very fortunate, because they walk on the road, so they see some procession is going on, some palki, some, you know, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, something is there constantly going on here. Such people are very fortunate, all those who are born in India. Anyway, so my point was today, our discussion was that getting a darshan and association of a devotee is a very rare thing in human life. Human life itself is rare. After millions of lives that we have lived, suffered from birth, old age, disease and death, we achieve human life, which is very important for being able to cross the cycle of birth and death in this life. The only opportunity to cross over the cycle of birth and death, the ocean of cycle of birth and death, Bhav Sagar, is only possible in this human life. No other life is equipped with that facility. And many more facilities are there along with this facility. And much more than human life, what is rare in human life is coming across a devotee of the Lord. Durlabha Manava Janma. Durlabha Manava Janma Satsange Taro Ebhava Sindure. In that Durlabha Manava Janma, Satsang is most rare. Very rare, very, very rare. And then it is said, if you get that satsang by your good fortune, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. What is a lava? Lava means 1/12 of a second, by definition. That much time, if you associate with a devotee, with full conscience, full conscious, full alertness, full like receiving mood, you know, like sometimes pravachan is going on, you are thinking of jalebi and gulab jamun. That is different. But when your heart is fully absorbed, like ready to take everything what's happening, such mood if you have for lava matra, that will give you all the perfection of human life and give you the attainment of kingdom of God. That is the power in that satsang. So since yesterday I am meditating on this. Since yesterday, whole day was such a nourishing experience, you know. Because for any human being, to hear the glories of a devotee is a very purifying experience for the soul and very nourishing experience for the soul on a spiritual platform. So very satisfied, fulfilled experience was there. And that is why I said that it is not easy to meet a devotee. And that too, you may meet many devotees who are like bogus devotees, like show bottle devotees or, you know, shallow devotees or not very deep devotees. So amongst the devotees also, if you have to meet some sincere devotee, real devotee, genuine devotee, it's very rare. Because the Lord has invested himself in that devotee. Rather, the devotee works in such a way that the Lord loves to be present in the heart of that person. Lord chooses to be in the heart of that person who is a very sincere and very devotional in heart. And by the mercy of the Lord, we are bestowed with such many associations, not one. So many are there in our life. You know, our life is so enriched. So many diamond necklaces are in your neck. Wearing so many diamonds at the one time. So I read Srimad Bhagavatam and heard some classes between yesterday evening and today. And then Lord Himself is saying in one Purana, in Bhagavatam also He says. And at times devotees are quoting that shloka to the Lord also. Lord, you said this. So they say that, Lord, you said that Balaram and Lakshmi and Brahma are also not as dear to me as my devotee. Now Balaram, you know, no? Balaram is so close to Lord. He's Lord Himself, but He's white in color and different in mood. That Balaram, Lakshmi, you know, she's always residing on the chest of the Lord, constantly. And Aja, that is Brahma. Brahma is the firstborn from the Lord. Firstborn without mother, only father. He said, Brahma, Lakshmi and Balramji are not as dear to me as the devotee of the Lord, of mine. Then there's one other shloka in Bhagavatam, in the first canto, first part. Tirthi Tirthanti Kurvani. He says, the devotees of the Lord are walking pilgrimages. Wherever they walk, the pilgrimages all together travel with them, along with his feet. And wherever he puts his feet, the pilgrimages are there. Another understanding is very important here, that when a person becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, all the holy places reside in him. All the demigods reside in him, in the body of that devotee. Now suppose you go to Haridwar. Where are you? In Haridwar. You can't claim that I am in Haridwar also and Badrinath also. So you leave Haridwar, you go to Badrinath, you can say I am in Badrinath. But you can't say I am in Haridwar also. And you can't say I am in Vrindavan also. That means you are in one place only. But when you are with the saint, you are with all the places together with him. You go to Shiva temple, you can say I am with Lord Shiva. You can't say I am with Lakshmi also. Or I am with Ganpati also. But when you meet a devotee, he is the sum total of all the demigods' existence. So when you are meeting a devotee, you are actually in wholesale associating with all demigods, in wholesale associating with all the tirthas, in wholesale associating with all the rivers which are flowing in the world. So that is the meaning of Tirthi Tirthanti Kurvani. And even if you go to a holy place, why you go to a holy place?
See,
to purify from sins. To
change your consciousness.
Remember the Lord. What else you go for holy place?
Know the pastimes
of the Lord. What Lord has done in that place. And what else you do? To perform your sadhana. Because you chant your holy name at home is one thing. You chant the holy place, it's a different thing. So the holy place is supporting you in consciousness to chant much better way than what you can do at home. What else?
What happens when we go there, when we see the places, they will nice, it improves our own faith and...
It gives you enhancement. It gives you nourishment.
So that land and the water there has a touch of the feet of Lord.
Of the Lord.
So
the whole, every atom of that place is touched by the Lord's presence, Lord's feet, His devotee's feet. Remember, you can remember. That's why you go there. You want to go and carry that place in your heart. So whenever you are little morose, little down, little whatever, little, you can remember and uplift yourself. Huh? But do you know what purifies the dham?
Consciousness of the saint. Visit of
the saintly personality actually gives the upadhyaya of the dham to dham. Makes tirtha the tirtha. Huh? He gives meaning to the dham. That is the whole thing. You know, when Ganga was supposed to come down, she was not ready to come. So who will go to the material world, where birth and death takes place? So I always think, if Ganga is so hesitant to come down, we are all living very comfortably here, in the world of birth and death. we don't have any problem. We are okay with people who are dying, we are dying, everybody is dying, and I am comfortable here. But Gangaji was very reluctant. Not Gangaji, there are many stories. Whoever was cursed to go down, they were very upset and very disturbed about it. So then Lord had to convince her. She was saying, no, I am not going to come. Whoever has died there, Bhagirath has performed tapasya, I don't care, I don't want to go. Because who will lose the position over here and go down and suffer there? So the Lord had to convince Ganga Devi, because she had an argument that, you know, when I go there, people will take bath in me and they'll drop their sins in me. I'll become sinful. I'll become contaminated. I don't want to go there. So Lord guaranteed her that not only sinful people will, worldly people will take bath in you, but even saintly people will take bath in you. And when they will take bath in you, all the sins dropped by others will be washed off. And many more things he told her, how you can wash off the sins. Don't worry about it. When she heard about saintly people will take bath, she was inspired to come down. So what makes the holy river holy? Holy river holy is the saintly people. Their presence and their bathing and their association. And how they make the holy place, the holy river holy? By their service, by their sadhana and by Harikatha. Because they recite Harikatha, they give Upadesh. They give message of the Lord and make the holy place holy and holier than what it is before. Then, yeah. Then there is one, I'll just quote beautiful shlokas for you. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 84th chapter, 11th verse. This says, केवल जल में स्थान ही असली पवित्र स्थान नहीं होते न ही मिट्टी और पत्थर की प्रतिमाएं आराध्य देव होते हैं और इनकी सेवा करने के बाद दीर्घ काल के बाद कोई पवित्र हो सकता है किंतु संत स्वभाव वाले मुनिजन के दर्शन मात्र से हम पवित्र हो जाते हैं दैट मीन्स इवन इफ यू गो टू होली प्लेस इट विल प्योरीफाई यू बट यू हैव टू कीप गोइंग अगेन एंड अगेन एंड अगेन Then the next sloka says, Jnani Munijan Adar Purvak Kuchhi Shano Tak Bhi Unki Seva Ki Jati Hai, Darshan Hota Hai, To Manushyo Ke Paapo Ko Nashta Kar Deta Hai. Even few moments you are with the sadhu. The third is very important sloka. Yasyatma Buddhi Kunapetri Dhatuke Swadhi Kalatradishu Bhauma Ijjadhi यतीर्थ बुद्धि सलिले न करहिचि जनेश्व अभिज्ञेषु स एव गोखरः जो व्यक्ति कफ पित्त वायु से बने हुए निष्क्रिय काया के साथ आसक्ति बना लेता है मतलब आई एम दिस बॉडी आई एम नथिंग बट दिस बॉडी एक्चुअली आई आइडेंटिफाई माई सेल्फ विद दिस बॉडी दैट मीन्स ये मलमूत्र कफ से बना हुआ शरीर जो है जो उसको अपना मान लेता है एंड देन जो अपने आप्तजन को परिवार को भी अपना मान लेता है अहम अणि ममेति अहम एंड ममेति मीन्स इज माजे दिस इज ऑल माइन माई वाइफ माई हस्बैंड माई ब्रदर माई सिस्टर माई कंट्री माई जाति माई समाज माई विलेज ऑल दिस थिंग्स एंड जो मिट्टी की प्रतिमा को या अपनी जन्मभूमि को पूज्य मानता है जो तीर्थ स्थल को केवल जल मानता है अपने को क्या है अपने को कोई मतलब नहीं वो नदी को स्पर्श करके आना है बस स्नान करके आना है मम्मी ने बताया बाकी हमको कोई मतलब नहीं किससे वेरी संकुचित मनोवृत्ति बट हु निग्लेक्ट्स द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ साधुज एंड सेंटली पीपल दिस व्यक्ति इज कंपेयर्ड टू गाय एंड गधा स एव गो खरहा गो इज गाय एंड खरा मीन्स गधा सो जो व्यक्ति केवल मूर्ति में विश्वास रखता है और भक्त में विश्वास नहीं रखता है वो गधा है And another verse, in some other place, one verse is there, which says that one who sees the deity as stone, deity of the Lord as stone or wood or paint, made of paint, and one who sees Guru as ordinary person, he is already in hell. This is called Narakiya Buddhi. This understanding of Murti as a stone and Guru as an ordinary man is already a hellish intelligence. Narakiya Buddhi, which will lead you to Naraka without fail. Not only Naraka, Naraka Yatana also. the pains in Narak also. So it is very important that Mahapurush, when there is a great personality, saintly personality, when he is in your life, his association, and there are three things of his, they are the most powerful things in the whole universe which can purify you. The three things are connected with the pure devotee of the Lord. One is the food that he has left, remaining food. Generally, a devotee doesn't keep anything remaining. He will clean it nicely, and he will lick it nicely and finish off. But suppose you come across a devotee's food, remaining food, it's called Uchishta. In Marathi, we call Ushta. That is a local language. But in Sanskrit, what is Uchishta? Uchishta is not ordinary. Uchishta is only labeled for saintly people's remaining food. And I live, you live, it is called Ushta. And we generally are not supposed to eat any Ushta. We are taught very clearly from childhood that one should never eat anybody's remaining food. Kisi ke thali mein khana nahi chahiye. Because you are sharing his karma. Similarly, you should not eat a patient's remaining food. Why is that? Because you contract disease. You may contract disease. Should not come in contact with patient's blood or sputum or any other waste product coming out of his body. Because we are taught that is contaminative, infectious. In the same meaning, if you go opposite, when you eat remainder food of a pure devotee, it's also infectious. But what does it infect you with? It infects you with devotion. His devotion. Whatever his devotion is there, you get infected by that. I mean, the word infected is not correct actually. But to make us understand in medical language, whatever is infectious is bad, we think. But this infection is good. We want to have this infection. Second thing is, the water that washes his feet. That is why whenever pure devotee comes home, our Indian culture is that we put his feet in the parath and wash those feet. And then you see Lord Krishna also when received Narad Muni, he received many munis in his house. In fact, in Rajasui Yagya of Dharmaraj, he decided to take the service of washing all the saintly people's feet who came. There were many kings also invited, many people were invited, many saintly people, many kingly people, many official people, every kind of people were invited, ladies, men, women, everybody. But specifically he chose to receive the saintly people and he washed every saintly person's feet and mopped them with his pitambara, the celestial vastra that Lord wears, the glorified vastra. Pitambara is such a celebrated vastra. Lord not only washed with his hands their lotus feet, also mop them with his pitambara. Also when Narad Muni came in Rukmini's bungalow where Lord was with him, as soon as Narad Muni came, Lord made him sit on his asana and immediately washed his feet and sprinkled the water on his head and on Rukmini's head also. Sudama also. Narad Muni also visited, na? That description is there in 10th canto. This much Lord is respecting his devotee. He himself says that much more than myself is my devotee. Mad bhakta puja vyadika. He says you cannot please me if you worship me. You may not, but still you may not at times, because he says in the next verse here, which I am going to quote, if you worship a deity of mine, after worshipping me for long time, offering me food for long time, after touching me for long time, after dressing me for long time, after bathing me, abhishekam, long time, you may receive purification. But if you worship my devotee, it will be instant. He himself is saying. Now who else can say this, tell me? Only Lord can say this. If you worship my murti, more than that my devotee's puja will be, my devotee's glorification will be purifying to you. This only Lord can say. Now, I cannot say that Lord's murti is not important, no, devotees are important. Lord can say this. And then third thing is the dust that is attached to the feet of the devotee. So one is Uchishta, one is Charan Dhuli, and one is Charan Amruta. Water that washed his feet, and one is the, before washing there is dust, na, in that. This is the power of the devotee. And who has said this verse? This is another interesting thing to find out. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said this verse. Bhakta Mukta Avashesha, Bhakta Charana Raja, Bhakta Charana Dhuli, Teen Mahabala. This is Bengali verse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself has said this. So, now the next verse I will verse, read. Devaha Kshetrani Tirthani Darshanas Prasanarchanai Shanai Punanti Kalena Tad Api Arhattam Ekshaya. Who is saying this again? Bhagavan ne kaha. So the lecture which I was hearing, it said that these slokas are very unbelievable actually. They can't, difficult to understand. We have been worshipping the deity, we have been going to the holy place, we have been taking bath in the river, and we have been doing donations, and we are doing vratas. Bhagavan ne sab kuch fail kar diya idhar usko. Everything is, he has made it failed. He said, Devaha, when you worship the demigods or gods or me, a long time. Kshetrani, that means dham, the holy place of the Lord, where he belongs to. Tirthani, that means where rivers flow. Tirtha is river. Darshanas, sparshanas, archanai. You do darshan, you touch, and you do puja. Darshan, sparsha, and archanai. Shanai punanti, kalena. Shanai matlab kya? Slowly, slowly. Punanti matlab purifies. Kalena matlab with long time. Tad api arhatta ekshaya. What does that mean? But, he says, tad api, but, when you worship my devotee, why to worship my devotee? He says, even if a devotee glances at you once, kripa drushti, ekshaya means drushti, aksha, drushti, and ekshaya means glancing upon you. When a pure devotee glances upon you, consciously, not by the way, looks at you, that can purify you much more than all these things together. Imagine. His mercy is in the eyes. So much so that, like Narad Muni was passing by, and Kubera's two sons were naked taking bath with beautiful girls in Swarga. And Narad Muni was passing by, and all the girls immediately ran away and hid themselves. But these were drunk. They were like intoxicated. So they remained there only. They didn't bother. So Narad Muni cursed them that you have so much liking to become naked. Then you become trees. That's why we always say Bollywood, Hollywood, Lollywood ultimately become wood. Because they become trees. Those who are happy and very eager to show themselves, nimoish, they want to show their bodies by various things, they finally land up in becoming trees. Narad Muni cursed them to become trees. Now, as soon as Narad Muni cursed, immediately they became trees. And they were like begging, no? They were intoxicated, but sab utar gaya unka turant. Saap milte sab utar gaya turant. They were begging, and we are sorry. But already they have become trees. Then when they were humble and begging for pardon, and ushap, and some discount, and concession. Pata na? थोड़ा तो कुछ कम करो, छः महीना छुट्टी कम कर दो, सज़ा कम कर दो, पाँच साल में छः महीना कम से कम कर दो. तो जयलल से ठीक है, अप्लाई करता हूँ, बॉस को बताता हूँ, आपका अच्छा व्यवहार है तो बताता हूँ, आपका फॉर्म भर देता हूँ, फिर छः महीने का डिस्काउंट मिल जाता है. तो देवर बार्गेनिंग. सो देन नारद मुनि हिमसेल्फ सेड कि ओके, इन द्वापर युगा व्हेन कृष्णा विल कम इन गोकुल, इन हिज कोर्टयार्ड अंगन यू विल बिकम ट्रीज. And you will be able to see him performing baby pastimes. And he will deliver you. At one opportune time, he will deliver you. Now imagine, whatever he said, na, the Lord had to fully, as it is, follow. Lord took birth, the trees were there only. Lord went, pulled the trees, made both of them purified and delivered. There was another saintly person called Jajali Muni. And this Jajali Muni had such powerful atmosphere around him, that wherever he was, tigers embraced deers, lions embraced elephants. There was no enmity. Where he was, his aura was so powerful, and in his area, all inimical animals became friendly. Nobody would eat fish, snakes would not harm anybody, tigers would not lions will not, like that atmosphere was there. So one demon came there. He was son of Hayagriva demon. His name was Utkala. And he was so powerful that he had conquered demigods for 100 celestial years. He was very puffed up. He was very beautiful. He was not demoniac like having horns and everything. Very beautiful, attractive personality. But demoniac in nature. Demons are not demons because of horns. Demons are demons because of the demoniac mentality within. They are behaving like demons. He was so attractive and beautiful and so proud because of his power. So he came to Rajalimuni Ashram and there were nice ponds and there were many fishes nicely swimming there. And he had a murli in his hand, something hollow. So he put it in the water, sat at the bank of a pond, put it in the water, and some fish came. Some fish came inside. Curiously, he ate them. Again he put it. Again some fish came in, again he put it in the mouth. So Rajalimuni came there, he said, stop this. In my ashram, nobody is harmful to anybody. Everybody is friendly to everybody. So he was very proud. He again put it in front of Muni only, again he ate. See, masti isko bolte hain. Masti means like, you know, you are intoxicated with the power. Somebody is giving you a chance. Stop it, you know, it's not good. I don't care. Who can stop me? Who are you? Like that. So he said, oh, you are so much fond of eating fish, you become a duck. On the spot, he became duck. Udhar hi baitha baitha hai, duck baitha hai udhar abhi. White color ka. So the person who became duck, hari, sir, I was so beautiful with crown and everything, suddenly my body has become duck. There are all feathers on the body. So all his pride immediately got crashed. Immediately he fell at the feet of Sadhu, sir, please forgive me. I made a mistake. He said, no, now I have given my curse. You already become duck. So please forgive me, save me, give some discount, concession. Every time you see the Garga Sanhita, if you read, na, everybody, whoever got cursed by Sadhu, always they are asking for discount. And Sadhu, what is he saying? He's saying, okay, when Krishna will come in Dwapar Yuga, he will deliver you. That's why in Bakasur, he became Bakasur. There are two Bakasurs. One was a demon Bakasur who Bhima killed. That Bakasur was eating a lot, you know. That one different. And one Baka is duck demon. He came in Khadirvan, near Barsana. So when he came, all the demigods came to fight with him. And he defeated all demigods together single-handedly, as duck. Imagine how much power was there. So all the sages were watching from the skies, demigods. They were wondering, Gary, Shivji ko bhera diya. Yam dand ko tod diya, Brahma dand ko bhi tod diya. What is this person? Who is he? Lord Shiva is running away with his trident. Brahma is running away with broken Brahma dand. Yamraj, who is the call of everybody, is running away. In his one time, at one situation, udana sabko khadeed diya usne. Everybody is running, he is running behind them, chasing them away. Why? Because he had swallowed Krishna for doing that. He just came, opened his beak and swallowed Krishna. Everybody was like desperate, well, do or die. Abhi kya boss to mar gaya, abhi we have to either do or die. So they couldn't defeat him. And then Krishna, after all this, became hot in the body. He became very hot. So with that heat, he couldn't tolerate. So he just vomited him out. And then the Lord broke his beaks and killed him. So the King Bahulashva, he is hearing this story from Narad Muni. Narad Muni is telling the story to him. So the Bahulashva is asking, how is that so many demigods together could not kill him? Because he was given benediction that Krishna will kill him. That's why nobody could kill him. Even trident of Lord Shiva and Brahma Danda, Yamadanda could not kill him. Who are the call of everybody? Nobody can get saved from Shiva and Brahma and Yama if they come and attack you. Now, why I am telling all this to you? This is the word of a sadhu, which Lord is following verbatim. Sadhu has said, Lord is obliged to follow. This is sadhu. The Lord is subservient to the word of a sadhu. Sadhu ke vachan ke bahar Bhagwan nahi hote. Sadhu ne kuch plan ke khilaf bhi bol diya, to Bhagwan ko usko follow karna padta hai. Aur wo prem se karte follow. Not as a force, say. Dil se karte ki mere bhakt ne bula hai, done. गलती से बोल दिया तो भी डन. ही कीप्स द वर्ड ऑफ हिज डिवोटी. दैट्स व्हाई ही टेल्स अर्जुन इन भगवद्गीता, प्रतिज्ञाने ही कौंतेय नमे भक्त्या प्रणश्यति. अर्जुन यू डिक्लेयर दैट माय डिवोटी विल नेवर पेरिश, बिकॉज समटाइम्स आई टेल लाइज सो पीपल मे नॉट बिलीव मी. लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज टेलिंग अर्जुन कि मैंने कई बार झूठ बोला है और मैं बोलते रहता हूँ, एज पर नेसेसिटी मैं बोलते रहता हूँ, आई डोंट केयर. बट यू आर अ डिवोटी, यू नेवर टेल लाइज एंड दे विल बिलीव यू. सो यू डिक्लेयर टू द वर्ल्ड प्रतिजाने ही कौंतेय, कौंतेय अर्जुन यू प्रतिजाने मतलब यू डिक्लेयर, घोषणा कर दे, नमे भक्त्या प्रणश्यति, माई डिवोटी विल नेवर पेरिश. नॉट ओनली माई डिवोटी वर्ड्स ऑल्सो विल नॉट पेरिश, वॉट एवर ही स्पीक्स ऑल्सो विल रिमेन इटर्नल. And I will follow the words. I will fulfill the words. I will make his words complete. As I will. By the words of devotee, the scriptures will become complete. The scriptures will fulfill their purpose when my devotee will speak about them. So, there is one saint in Vrindavan Dham, whose name is Hariram Vyasji, in the olden times, very famous. He says, Sache Mandir Hari Ke Sant. The real mandir is not where the Lord is. The real temple is the devotee of the Lord, who is the sum total of all demigods together. That is why he says one devotee should be worshipped. Mad bhakta puja vaidika. Then it is said that Tirtha can, when you go to Tirtha, take bath and all, it will deliver you of one kind of sin. I will tell you what kind of sins are there. Three kinds of sins. One is prarabdha karma, one is sanchit karma, and one is bija karma. Bija karma means you have not done the sinful activity, but the seed is there in you. Sometimes it will, like suppose a baby is there. The baby can't perform any sexual crimes. So baby is yet baby. When he will become young and that sexual function arise in him, then the sinful seed will fructify and then he will do some wrong activity. But a baby will not do that. That is called bija. That means the bija is there in him, it is not yet manifest as a fruit. And there is something called as tendency. You have a tendency of performing sinful activities. Matlab, ek prasang mein do vyakti jayenge, to one man will perform sinful activity, one man will perform good activity. In the same prasanga, in the same situation. In the same environment, in the same event. That is called proclivity. That proclivity means tendency. And then one is manifest karma. That means I slap you and you slap me back. Immediate, instant. Reaction. So it is said only prakat karma, manifest karma is washed off in holy place. When I explain to you, only the manifested karmas can get washed off. But the bija karmas cannot get washed off. For that you have to perform sadhana. अभी आप हर बार स्नान करोगे ना, तो जब आपने आज स्नान कर लिया, हाँ, तीन बार साबुन लगाया, तो कल का जितना मैल था उतना ही निकला. स्नान करके बाहर आ गए तो वापस मैल बनने लगता है. और इमीजिएटली यू स्टार्ट स्वेटिंग एवरीथिंग. मुंबई में तो क्या, स्नान तो नाम का स्नान होता है. यू कम आउट ऑफ बाथरूम अगेन यूर रेडी टू टेक बाथ अगेन, यू नो. सो अगेन नेक्स्ट डे यू हैव टू टेक बाथ. इज इट नॉट ट्रू? Third day also again you can't. You can't say I have taken permanent bath now. No more bath again in the life. I have taken a mahabath. Mahasnan kar diya maine aaj. Iske baad no snan. I am purest of all. Aisa nahi hota na. Like that you have to keep on going to holy place. To keep on taking bath there. And still, then what comes up again and again is inside what is there. Is fructifying as fruit. Abhi aaj fruit aaya to sab tod diya. Abhi fruit nahi hai. Lekin next year abhi fruit dekhega. Arre yaar last time toda tha. नया कैसा पैदा हो गया? Yeah, because tree is still there, na? It is going to give you fruits. Like that, your life is going to give you more and more sinful react, sinful activities, sinful experiences, sinful sufferings will be there. But saintly association can purify the sinful tendency and uproot the bij from you. The tendency that you have to perform sinful activities and the bij, the seed of the papa, papa bij, that is eradicated by the company of a devotee. आपने कैसे बताया कि मैं नेगेटिव भाव से कभी सर के पास गई, कुछ मेरे प्रॉब्लम था, मैं फ्रस्ट्रेट हो गई थी, तो बाद में जब बाहर निकल लगा कि अरे किधर क्या प्रॉब्लम, द होल माइंड सेट ऑलरेडी चेंज्ड, दैट इज द पावर ऑफ अ सेंट्रली पर्सनैलिटी। बट वी हैव सो मेनी प्रॉब्लम समटाइम्स वी टेक अपॉइंटमेंट ऑफ गुरु की भी अभी तो गुरु जी से मिलना ही पड़ेगा, अभी तो बहुत ज़्यादा हो गया अभी, एंड देन वी गो एंड वी सी हिम, वी ऑफर प्रणाम्स टू हिम एंड वी सिट इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम, सी सर ओके विश्वरूप टेल मी, सो आई एम वंडरिंग वॉट टू टेल हिम, एवरीथिंग अपियर्स सो इनसिग्निफिकेंट इन हिज कंपनी, इट लुक्स लाइक वेस्टिंग ऑफ हिज टाइम टू टेल ऑल दीज थिंग्स, नो नो महाराज एवरीथिंग इज फाइन, नो नो यू केम यू टेल टेल मी टेल मी, नो नो महाराज आई नो 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 इट्स ऑल राइट महाराज, बिकॉज इज प्यूरिटी, द प्यूरिटी इन द ऑरा ऑफ द प्यूरिटी इज सो मच दैट इन दैट प्यूरिटी योर प्रॉब्लम्स बिकम इनसिग्निफिकेंट एंड यू फील इट नॉट ही फील्स इट, ही डजंट से क्या रे विश्वरूप क्या इतना फालतू प्रॉब्लम बिकेम, यू कम टू मी इज इट वर्थ कमिंग टू मी, ही विल नॉट से, यू विल फील विद इन योर सेल्फ वॉट आई केम फॉर वेरी इनसिग्निफिकेंट थिंग, दैट इज योर फीलिंग वेन यू गो, दैट इज अ सेंटली पर्सनैलिटी. By his power of purity and devotion, he makes you feel your problems to be insignificant. Now, where is the change taking place? Not externally. Is change taking place within? That power of changing you from within is there in the saintly person. And that power is not there in river also, in the holy place also. That power is there in only one more thing. That one more thing is the holy name of the Lord. Holy name can uproot the beech, the seed of sins. Holy name is another thing. But it is said, why it is not as powerful to worship Murti? Anybody can tell me? Why worshipping a devotee or praising him or serving him more powerful than worshipping the actually Jagrut Murti of the Lord? What is the difference? What? I am saying that here is Krishna's Jagrut Murti, Banke Bihari Ji in Vrindavan. And you are serving him, worshipping him, everything. It's not as powerful as serving and worshipping a devotee of the Lord.
Sir, because the Lord itself resides in the deep.
Lord has already said in the scriptures, but you don't know about it, for example. There you are. The deity doesn't speak. आपने उनको समझो रबड़ी खिलाया और शक्कर के बदले में नमक डाला और नैवेद्य कर दिया, भगवान बोलेगा क्या आपको, क्या तुम मुझे, मैंने एक दिन राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान को जब भोजन बनाया सुबह मंगल भोग, तो मैंने ना वो डाला उसमें शक्कर के बदले में, दैट व्हाट इज इट कॉल्ड, दैट फ्लावर ठीक है, ऐसा थे लुक्स लाइक शुगर ओनली बट इट इज नॉट शुगर, खट्टा रहता है वो, तो नहीं 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 थोड़ा पर नहीं थे, क्या थे, इज शुगर ओनली, इज लाइक शुगर ओनली, इट लुक्स लाइक शुगर ओनली बट इट्स नॉट शुगर, इट इज खट्टा, नींबू लिंबू से कहा, लिंबू फूल डाला मैंने उसमें, पूरा मॉर्निंग का स्वीट मैंने लिंबू फूल से बनाया और भगवान को अर्पण किया मंगल भोग में, अर्ली मॉर्निंग विद ग्रेट डिवोशन इन द हार्ट, एंड देन आई डिवोटी खाते क्यों नहीं है, नोबडी इज ईटिंग इज ऑल कीपिंग इट अवे, देन आई वेंट बैक टू द किचन एंड सॉ एंड आस्क द डिवोटी ये क्या है, बोलते ये लिंबू फूल है, ये शुगर नहीं है, तो मुझे बताया किसने, खाने वाले डिवोटी ने बताया, भगवान ने नहीं बताया, सो भगवान बताते नहीं है, बोलते नहीं भगवान, लेकिन भक्त बोलते हैं आप गलत कर रहे हो ठीक करो या आपसे गलती हो रही है, आप अच्छा व्यवहार करो, या करना नहीं चाहिए, दैट इज वाई डिवोटीज आर मोर इम्पोर्टेंट द लॉर्ड इन वन सेंस, बिकॉज दे टेल यू, दे आर लाइक मिरर हाउ द मिरर टेल्स यू वॉट यू आर, है ना, मेरे कारण हाई डिवोटी यू आर, यू कैन से क्या मिरर कितना गंदा है, इतना मेरे को मोटा दिखाता है अरे मिरर का क्या गलती, मिरर है वो ही दिखाता है मिरर को थोड़ी ऐसा गाइड करते कि बराबर दिखाना, मैडम को प्लीज करना है अपने को Mirror is mirror, it will show you. So like that, devotees like mirror, they will tell you exactly, they will not hesitate. They have nothing to gain from you, please understand. A devotee, he has nothing to gain from you. He is nirpeksh, he is not expecting ki by saying something, you will give something to him and he will gain something, some praise you will give him or some money you will give him, some reward you will give him. ही इज निरपेक्ष, ही इज टेलिंग यू समथिंग आउट ऑफ योर बेटरमेंट, आपके कल्याण के लिए खाली बोलते हो और डरते भी नहीं बोलने के लिए। अगर वो लगता है कि इनको बोलना चाहिए इनके कल्याण के लिए, तो विदाउट हेजिटेशन ही विल टेल। ओनली वन हु इज निरपेक्ष ना, ही कैन डू दिस। इफ सम अपेक्षा आई हैव गॉट फ्रॉम यू, देन आई विल कीप माई सेल्फ रिजर्व, कि भाई ऐसा बोलूँगा तो फिर मेरा काम नहीं होगा, साइन नहीं होगा मेरे, हाँ डिस्काउंट नहीं मिलेगा, ये नहीं होगा, वो नहीं होगा, वो कल घर में बुलाने वाले थे वो कैंसिल कर देगी इन्विटेशन। ऑल दिस थिंग्स आर इन माई माइंड, व्हेन आई एम हैविंग सम सेल्फिश मोटिवेशन फ्रॉम यू, आई कैन नॉट टेल द ट्रूथ टू यू विच आई शुड बी टेलिंग यू। बट इफ आई एम निरपेक्ष, नॉट बॉदर्ड वॉट यू गोइंग टू से, एंड आई एम वरीड अबाउट योर वेलफेयर, देन आई विल टेल यू वॉट इज नॉट गुड फॉर यू। दैट इज डिवोटीज। सो मेंटल सिंस आर कांट बी इरेडिकेटेड बाय तीर्थ एंड धाम, दे कैन बी इरेडिकेटेड ओनली बाय अ सेंटली पर्सन। सो भक्तिवेदांत हॉस्पिटल इज मेंट फॉर गिविंग यू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ सिंसियर डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड। एंड इफ यू आर वर्किंग इन दिस हॉस्पिटल एंड आर नॉट अवेलिंग द बेनिफिट ऑफ कंपनी ऑफ डिवोटीज, देन यूर पर्पज ऑफ वर्किंग इज नॉट फुलफिल्ड एज पर द डेफिनेशन गिवन बाय अवर गुरु महाराज, हु डिफाइंड वाई वी आर बिल्डिंग दिस हॉस्पिटल। येस यू आर हेयर टू क्योर पीपल, येस यू आर हेयर टू मेंटेन योर फैमिलीज, येस यू आर हेयर टू डू योर ड्यूटीज, everything is fine, but this hospital is also meant for giving you an opportunity to naturally associate with devotees while you are working, because you are working only with devotees na, may not be everybody but most of them wherever you are around, or if you are suppose not working with devotees, devotees are coming to get service from you as patients. There you come across their wonderful qualities in nature and you see them day and night, how they behave, how they conduct themselves. And every activity of a devotee is very exemplary and very purifying and inspiring. Saint Francis of Assisi, have you heard of him?
Yes.
Heard of him?
Yes.
Saint Francis of Assisi from Germany, very great saint personality, one of the great saint, one Saint Francis. He said that, how is a devotee, what is a devotee, what is a saintly personality? He preaches whole the day, all the day he is only preaching. So you may feel that he is all time giving lectures, whoever is meeting, jare kaho tare jare, kya bolte usko, jare dekho tare kaho krishna upadesh, hamara agya hoy tar ei desh, hamare agya hoy guru tar ei desh, that means what, whoever you meet tell them about krishna the supreme lord, and on my order you become guru, hamara agya hoy guru, you become guru on my order, and tar ei desh, whoever is in this country deliver them from cycle of birth and death. This is the order of the Lord. Lord is ordering his devotees. So you don't feel shy, ki, hey, I'm not a guru. No, you become guru. This is the order of the Lord. So you may say, ki, when he is defining a devotee as is preaching for 10, 24 by 7, 24 ghante wo prachar karte rahe. But he says, a devotee should preach 24 by 7, but speak when necessary. What does that mean? Then how is he preaching 24 by 7? He is only speaking when necessary. He doesn't speak all the time. He opens his mouth only when he feels necessary that he should open his mouth and speak something. Then how is he preaching 24 by 7? He is preaching 24 by 7 by his actions, by his behavior, by his existence, by his body language. Whatever he does, he is his preaching. And more than when he speaks, more powerful than he speaks, when you observe him doing something, that is more powerful, an example, inspiring example for you, than when he gives a lecture. Lecture is good to hear. You must hear the lecture. But what inspires you is the behavior of the person than his lecture. Suppose you hear a fantastic lecture by one person, an excellent lecture, you are like floored by his lecture. And you see him 5 minutes later fighting with somebody, giving gullies like anything. He said, my God, I just heard him. Look at him. He's like roadside dog, he's fighting with somebody. Or you see him doing something nonsense activity like smoking or drinking or womanizing or gambling somewhere on the road. You see him in the most unexpected event, you see him drunk. then all that he has spoken has gone waste. You just disbelieve everything, whatever is he has said, and you have believed it, you were impressed with it, everything is washed off in 1 second when you see that person doing one wrong activity. Or even if you don't see him today, after 5 years you see him, even though whatever he has said before 5 years, everything is washed off. You will like to wash off all those things what you have heard from him. Even if you hear it after, you see it after 5 years. And even though whatever he said is right also, it's not wrong he has said. He may be doing wrong thing, but what he has said is right. Still you will delete it from your mind. Hena, this is all we do every time. So which teachers you liked in the school? Who are nice in behavior with you. Their teachings you like. Their subject also you like. You liked English because English teacher was nice. You liked maths because maths teacher was good. Those subjects you liked only because those teachers were nice in their behavior. That's why those subjects become very dear subjects to you. You scored well, you liked well, and you were master in the subject. So most important thing, what Francis said, Saint Francis, is behavior. And that behavior is a hallmark of a devotee. And we are very much blessed. We have so much wealth in this hospital and in the community. So many of such wonderful souls are around us. And only when they leave, we feel, oh, now I am losing him, I am losing her. But they are all time with us. They were giving their company, their advices, their behavior, inspiring us. But we generally don't take it seriously when people are around. Only when a saintly person goes, we cry and we feel so sorry about it. But they live with us through their teachings. Even if they go away from this world also, they remain in this world through their teachings, through their example, through their charitra, through their character. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this when he went to the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur. He said, who says Vaishnava has gone? Vaishnava always lives and he continues to live through his teachings and his life example. So I was overwhelmed yesterday with the function and I'm very grateful for that. And I feel myself very fortunate to come in contact with Dr. Shetty very early in 1982 and be with him for so many years, you know, like so many years now. 35 years, can you believe this? When I was only 17 or 18 maybe, or 19, I don't know, 1982, till today, and many more years to go, you know. So, only because a devotee imbibes demigod's qualities by the virtue of his sadhana and bhakti, he imbibes all the demigods and their qualities. That way he becomes worshipable, adorable, praiseable, glorifiable. And then his company, you know what he said? Even demigods, they reside in him, but they also hanker for his company. Brahma says that moment a person becomes a devotee, he starts gathering the puja paraphernalia. Ganti vanti katra chalu karta hai wo. Starts collecting. Why is that? Because he's sure that he will go back to Godhead one day. He'll go to Vaikuntha. And the road to Vaikuntha is by my loka. They have to put the neki dadar se jana padta hai. Vaise, you have to pass through Brahmaloka, then Viraja River, then Vaikuntha. So when he will pass by my loka, I will worship him. That is why moment you become devotee, moment anybody becomes a devotee, starts becoming a devotee, Brahma is already collecting paraphernalia of worship for you, for that person. Because I'm sure by the worshipping of devotee, by becoming a devotee of the Lord, that person will one day go back to the kingdom of God and he will pass by my kingdom. And Brahma, who is Brahma? The first citizen of the universe. Huh? CEO of Brahmanda, universe. Universal CEO. And he is saying this. He is so worshipable himself. But what Lord is saying, even he is not as dear to me as my devotee. Of course, he is also a devotee, but Lord, by giving this example, telling me how dear he is devoted to him. That's why it is said, don't do bhakta prad. Kuch bhi karo life mein. Bhakton ka aparad mat karo. Kyunki bhakton ka aparad karege to aapko police dand nahi dega. Idhar udhar ka aparad karenge na, police pakad ke marenge aap. Lekin bhakton ka aparad karenge, Bhagwan swayam pitenge aap. बोलेंगे पुलिस को, ए चाबुक दे मेरे हाथ में, चल मैं देखता हूँ इसको. दैट इज द लॉर्ड्स सिचुएशन. ही कुड हैव सेंड समबडी एल्स टू किल हिरण्यकश्यपु, ना है ना, ये जा रही यमराज उसको जरा मार के, बहुत तकलीफ दे रहे हैं मेरे भक्त को. नो खुद आया, ही केम हिमसेल्फ एंड एग्जिबिटेड सच एंगर. नो वेयर इन द वर्ल्ड, इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द वर्ल्ड टिल टूडे एनीबडी हैज एग्जिबिटेड सच एंगर. सुप्रीम एंगर ही एग्जिबिटेड हिमसेल्फ. एक बार बीरबल ने भी अकबर को प्रश्न, अकबर ने बीरबल को प्रश्न पूछा था कि सबसे प्रिय कौन, तो बोले कि सबसे प्रिय बालक होता है अपना बेटा. नहीं सॉरी, ही अकबर आस्क बीरबल कि आपके भगवान बार बार क्यों आते हैं दुनिया में. अकबर इज मुस्लिम, ही इज हिंदू, तो आपके भगवान बार बार क्यों जन्म लेते हैं. तो बीरबल बोलते कि वो भक्तों पर प्रेम करते हो, भक्तों को बचाने के लिए आते हैं. बोले जरूरत नहीं, आई डोंट बिलीव इन दिस, आवर अल्लाह डजंट कम डाउन लाइक दिस. तो सर आई विल प्रूव यू वन डे. सो वन डे अकबर इज बोटिंग, यू नो, नौका विहार कर रहे नदी में. और मैन अकबर इज भी नौका विहार, मीनस मेनी बोट्स आर स्टैंडिंग एज अ प्रोटेक्शन, सब गार्ड्स खड़े हैं सब जगह पे कुछ हो गया तो. सडनली एक बोट में से उसका लड़का गिर जाता है. दिस लाइक नो एवरीबडी इज एंजॉइंग नाइसली, सडनली इज बॉय फॉल्स फ्रॉम द बोट एंड अकबर इमीडिएटली जम्प्स, तुरंत बिना विचार के खाड़ करके जम्प मारते हैं. ही जस्ट स्विम्स एंड पिक्स द बॉय अप एंड कम्स ऑन द बोट बैक. एंड देन बीरबल इज क्लैपिंग, वाओ ग्रेट ग्रेट वंडरफुल वंडरफुल. देन इज आस्किंग अकबर जी, व्हाई डिड यू जम्प, सो मेनी सोल्जर्स आर देयर, यू कैन से हे कम ऑन, यू हैव विसल्ड एंड दे वुड हैव जम्प्ड एंड सेव्ड योर बॉय. अरे इज माय बेटा, ही इज माय ग्रैंडसन, माय सन, माय सन्स सन, आई लव हिम सो मच, दैट्स व्हाई आई जम्प्ड. सिमिलरली लॉर्ड कैन सेंड सो मेनी पीपल टू हेल्प हियर डिवोटीज एंड किल द डीमंस, बट बिकॉज ही वॉन्ट्स टू सेव हिज डिवोटी हिमसेल्फ, ही कम्स हिमसेल्फ ओनली. अभी समझ में आया? हाँ अभी समझ में आया. वेन देर आर सो मेनी पीपल टू सेव योर सन, स्टिल यू जम्प्ड आउट ऑफ लव ओनली, यू जम्प्ड लाइक दैट. द लॉर्ड लव्स हिज डिवोटीज. हरे कृष्णा. एनी क्वेश्चन आर देयर एनीबडी? एनीबडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चन? सो माई ओनली मैसेज टू यू टूडे इज टेक द बेनिफिट ऑफ मेनी सेंटली पीपल अराउंड हियर इन द हॉस्पिटल. सो मेनी पीपल आर देयर, डोंट मिस द अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ एसोसिएशन हियर. वेन वी से प्रभात जागृति, संध्या जागृति, मॉर्निंग प्रेयर्स, इज ऑल द वराइटीज ऑफ अपॉर्चुनिटीज ऑफ एसोसिएटिंग विद डिवोटीज एट वेरियस डिफरेंट 5 minutes forum, हाफ एन आवर forum, 1 hour forum, 2 hours forum, whatever, variety festivals and so many things, nursing aarti by HR department today, nursing aarti by rehabilitation department today. It's only opportunity. You come and associate with the saintly people, the counseling that takes place, that patient, spiritual care at bedside and end of life care and XYZ services that have been available here is only varieties of different opportunities for variety of people to associate with sincere devotees of the Lord. While they are getting cured, while they are doing duties, while they are doing XYZ activities, there's an opportunity available. Knowingly, unknowingly, you can associate with the devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Do you have any apeksha, question? Any question? Anybody else? Jai Jayavant. Okay. So we'll disperse. Huh? Thank you.